The Southern Poverty Law Center, based in Alabama, does an annual intelligence report to show the prevalence of active hate groups, from the Ku Klux Klan to black separatist factions to neo-Nazis. In 2000, 600 groups were listed in the U.S. The latest tally is 888. Heidi Byrick, director of research for the center, says many hate groups have been targeting Mexican immigrants.
Because in 2050, demographically, this country will no longer be a white nation. The possibility that soon this will be a country run by brown people is creating fear in these groups and is being used by them as a motivator to recruit and so forth.
Hello, Madison, Wisconsin! We are the National Socialist Movement!
A YouTube clip from the National Socialist Movement shows a 2006 rally held outside the state capitol. Neo-Nazis attack immigrants repeatedly in their speeches.
A minority or an illegal alien can walk across the border and get free money, your tax dollars.
In 2004, only three hate groups were listed in Wisconsin. With 12 listed now, questions have been raised about the climate for immigrants. Peter Munoz of Central Hispano of Dane County says Wisconsin remains hospitable despite anti-immigrant hate speech.
A lot of these folks who do not have documents and are here working, they are paying taxes and Social Security and have no access to the benefits those taxes are paying for. So it's really a lot of misinformation.
But Munoz and Byrick agree with immigration remaining a heated issue. Hate groups will continue attacking Latinos to bolster their ranks and numbers. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.